Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
School board considers policy change after recent issue during a meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School District Board of Trustees is looking to develop a policy outlining the roles of board members, including communication between trustees and others in the district, after infighting over a trustee's concerns of how information funnels between the district and the board. According to the Gillette News Record, trustees discussed the need for a policy at a dinner meeting on Tuesday evening, where board governance turned into a hot topic due to Timothy Hallinan's letter to the editor published on August 22nd in the Gillette News Record. In the letter, Hallinan described being told by Chairwoman Ann Ox that he couldn't speak to any school district staff about issues within the district without going through Ox or Superintendent Alex Ayers first. Hallinan said he wanted to contact the contractors about discrepancies between a $6.5 million bid and a $200,000 bid. The bids were not for the same project, which was discussed at a prior board meeting, and an email was sent out by David Bartlett, Associate Superintendent for Instructional Support, explaining the projects in depth, school board trustees said Tuesday. Hallinan said he never received the email because his inbox was unknowingly full and that he still had questions about the cost differences, which is why he was going to call the contractors. The news record continued by saying Ox said school board trustees are encouraged to visit school buildings and speak with staff, parents, and kids. She said the difference comes when a trustee is completing a, quote, independent investigation. While conversations with staff and students are encouraged, past protocol has had trustees go through either the board's chairman or the superintendent for specific information about something in the district. Ox said the protocol was more efficient and provided the same amount of information to all board members rather than having multiple board members call one person for the same reason. Hallinan said he did end up receiving enough information about the contractor issue, but didn't believe this would be the only issue he had with communication. Dr. Joseph Lawrence and Hallinan ended the dinner meeting at odds after a brief shouting match, but both said future meetings should be more agreeable. Ox said the district's policy committee will come up with a policy that will go in front of the board for a future vote. The policy would outline a communication process for board members getting information from, quote, the people actually down in the ditches. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.